From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. On the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with the goal of progress through unity. He addressed a crowd Wednesday on his return from exile, a day after the resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who fired him.
I also wish to mention the manner in which the Speaker of Parliament handled the process. He was under tremendous pressure from the powers that were at the time, but he stood his constitutional rights as the Speaker.
Zimbabwe's Parliament Speaker says Ed Mnangagwa will be sworn in as the country's new president Friday, convincing the masses he is genuinely working on their behalf is among one of the concerns. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State targeting Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Reuters' Grace Lee with more.
With no clear end to the Rohingya Muslim crisis in sight, the U.S. is stepping up its rhetoric against Myanmar. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson used the term ethnic cleansing to describe the military operation against the Muslim minority, something he didn't do at a news conference alongside leader Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar last week. Tillerson says those responsible for alleged abuses need to be held accountable, and the U.S. could follow up with targeted sanctions. Washington is upping its rhetoric in part to pressurize Myanmar's leaders into dealing with the crisis, though analysts say it's likely to create more distrust between the two countries and push Myanmar closer to China and Russia.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ratko Mladic, the former general in charge of Bosnian Serb forces during the Balkans War in the early 1990s, has been convicted of 10 charges of genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes at an international tribunal in The Hague. He was jailed for life. The so-called Butcher of Bosnia was led away from the dock before the verdicts were announced after shouting at the judge, "It's a lie. Everything you said in the courtroom is a lie." VOA Slatica Hoke tells us these crimes were part of an ethnic cleansing effort that plagued that region.
The Bosnian conflict ended with the 1995 Dayton Peace Accord, which preserved Bosnia as one state divided in two entities, the Serb Republic and the Bosnia-Croat Federation. Ethnic tensions continue to simmer. Prosper said the Hague-based tribunal was important in advancing the message of personal responsibility and accountability for crimes, but he said the court should also have included the process of reconciliation. He said now is the time for the people of Bosnia to begin that process. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the alleged sale of African migrants as slaves. President Emmanuel Macron called the video footage aired by the U.S. news network CNN last week scandalous and unacceptable. CNN aired the footage of an apparent auction where black men were presented buyers as potential farmhands and sold off for as little as $400. The video sparked international outrage, with protests erupting across Europe and Africa. The UNSC meeting will likely be held next week, according to a French diplomat. Americans will be celebrating Thanksgiving this Thursday, as they traditionally do, gathering with family and friends around tables, groaning with food, watching parades and football games, and for many, starting their holiday shopping. In some places where it's not as accessible, and like in Los Angeles, they fed the homeless.
So they have a meal, they have the foot washing, we have tarps, we have hygiene products for people as well. And really it's a focus on ending homelessness.
And 27 celebrations, including the iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in Manhattan, will be under close scrutiny. The parade, which attracts about 200,000 spectators, comes just weeks after an Uzbek migrant is accused of driving a rented truck onto a crowded bike path, killing 8 people. New York officials have said that security will include police sharpshooters, as well as sand-laden dump trucks, as well as bomb-sniffing dogs. Thanksgiving has many traditions, not at least of which is traveling to be with family and friends. Almost 49 million people are expected to take the roads, air, and railways ahead and after the